Welcome to the Daily Fantasy Basketball Podcast, brought to you by No Halftime. Use promo code BBALL100 to get up to a $100 deposit bonus to use in the app. You can find the No Halftime app on the Apple Store and Amazon.com. This episode is also sponsored by Draft, a daily fantasy sports app where your chances of winning are almost three times better than on FanDuel or DraftKings. On Draft, it's draft day every day. You can do a simple snake draft for one day whenever you want. Drafts take just minutes to complete. Download Draft now. Be sure to enter the promo code DFBPOD when you download to get a 100% deposit bonus. And with that, we are off. The judge is back for you. It is Monday, December 12th, 2016. A very nice little six-game slate here on Monday. If you've listened to the show, you know that I love the 5 to 8 game slates. That's the perfect amount of data that I can analyze. I have enough time in the day to analyze fully and still enough games, enough lineups, enough players where I can differentiate lineups, and I feel good playing cash games and tournaments. So really nice little slate for Monday. Before we get down to the nitty-gritty, hope you guys had a good weekend. You know what the judge is going to say, don't you? Let's download the Draft app. Wow. You can tell it's late, man. It's like almost 3 o'clock in the morning, so pretty usual for the show. But what I need you to do, you need to download the app, Draft. And also, when you download the app, I know a lot of you, you've been doing this, you've been very good listening to the judge, but you've been doing it and you haven't been using the promo code. So if you don't use the promo code, it doesn't help me out, it doesn't help the show out. So if you can use the promo code DFBPOD when you download it, that'd be great. I have a big meeting with Draft later today, and they're going to say, Judge, this is how you did. So it's going to be very important. I need the listeners to come through. If you like the pod, you like hearing me ramble, you like hearing me stutter, you like me getting no sleep doing these 3 a.m. pods for you, I would really appreciate it. You can download the app. It's really cool. You know, we do snake. You know, a lot of you guys have been downloading it, and we've been doing a lot of snake drafts. They go really fast. I know you guys really will love it. It is a really good product. So if you haven't done it yet, and if you've been playing Chambers, you can ask me lots of questions on Twitter, please do it. I'd really appreciate it. I am going to meet with them on Monday or talk to them a little bit to see how we did. And hopefully they'll continue to sponsor the show. But if you guys have let me down, maybe the show will go away. No, I'm kidding. I think we'll be fine. But it would mean a lot, so I'd appreciate it. Just download the app Draft. Use the promo code DFBPOD. And then challenge me. My name on the app is The Judge. And you do have to use the word the. And it really means a lot to me. So I'd appreciate it. Thank you very much. Now let's move on to an important business. First, we'll talk Chambers. Let's talk power rankings. I don't know if you guys saw this. I unleashed the power rankings, I think, on late Friday or Saturday morning. So I just want to give a shout-out to the number one player in the new power rankings for Chambers, and that is Slappy DFS. On Twitter, he goes by Slappy1975. So congrats to him. My boy Jeremir came from out of the blue and is now ranked in the at number two. And SCAS12, who's a Fluckin' Fantasy on Twitter, and Nesto, who's I Am Legend, they're 3 and 4. And the Hura, Shane Johnson 14, is 5. So congrats to all you guys. Really, if you made the top 10 in power rankings, that's a pretty good feat. I mean, it's top-notch competition in there. So congrats to you, and thanks a lot for everyone for playing. Hope you guys are really enjoying it. And last I'll say is, I know a lot of you guys are complaining about the power rankings if you didn't make it. And like, if you have it, everyone in the power rankings has cashed 5 times. So that's kind of like the floor right now. If you want to, you know, even think about starting to make the power rankings, you need to cash in Chambers about 5 times. And I think most people have about two wins or so. So Chambers on Sunday night, we had two Chambers, a couple winners. The first one was IDFS Daily. I think it was the first win of the year. This guy's been playing a lot. He's a good player. He's been struggling in Chambers, but finally pulled down a win, so congrats to him. He had a nice score of 337. And then Les Cano Vargas won, got his third cash in Chambers with his first victory. So glorious. Congrats to you. 327 score. So nice job. Let's talk a little Dream Killers on Sunday night. Sunday was, as usual, some crazy stuff happened. Ricky Rubio, I'm putting him as a Dream Killer because I hate him. He sucks every night. I think I tweeted out on Twitter, he's matchup proof. He sucks against every matchup. It's just embarrassing. They play Golden State. They can play the team with the best pace in the NBA or the worst, and it doesn't matter. He sucks every night. So I will keep playing him in one lineup because it's going to hit. He's so cheap. He had like 20 FanDuel points or something, so he still gave me like four times value. But he's still so bad. Reggie Jackson, the whole Pistons team. The Pistons destroyed my night because they got blown out by Philly. I needed the other way to happen. I needed Detroit to blow out Philly. And they sleptwalked through that game. Philly without Embiid just blew them out. It was a disgrace. And that can happen in the regular season. Just teams don't show up for whatever reason. So Reggie Jackson, Tobias Harris, and if you took a gamble like me on Hilliard, who a lot of you guys probably hadn't heard of, he's a shooting guard for the Pistons because KCP was out. I think KCP is just revolting because he hates Reggie Jackson ball hogging. But Hilliard put up I think three FanDuel points. It was embarrassing. He put up two air balls in like the first 3 minutes of the game. He was just I don't know if he was just nervous or what. It was so bad. So just disgraceful for the Pistons. Durant had his second straight game where Durant basically crapped the bed. Tough to see from him. Disappointing. Anthony Davis, he was my soul crusher. I mean, I think he put up like around 30-something FanDuel points. And at $12,500, whatever his price was, you can't do that. That's not good enough. And he was coming off a day of rest. He was a late scratch on Saturday. I know a lot of you guys were pissed about that. And I expected him to have a great bounce back game on Sunday, and it did not happen. He was being guarded by PJ Tucker, little PJ Tucker, who's like 7 inches shorter than he is. And Anthony Davis, he wanted no part of the ball. Like and this game went to overtime too, and he still only had like 34, 35 FanDuel points. This is the difference between Anthony Davis and Westbrook and any other like elite player. You think like Westbrook's going to stop shooting the ball? Hell no. Westbrook's going to go 3 for 30, and he's not going to care one bit about it. Anthony Davis didn't want any part of the ball late in the game. He didn't want to touch the ball in overtime. He was scared. Either he's injured, and then like that's why I call him a tin man. He's always just injured, and he has no heart. He's either injured or he's a tin man, and he has no heart. But either way, it's bad, and either way, it's frustrating to roster him because this is what he does occasionally. And when he's this expensive, it's even that much more annoying. But he crushed our lineups on Sunday. Dream Lovers, Tim Frazier. I know one of you guys played Tim Frazier accidentally on Twitter, and this guy stumbled and bumbled and fumbled his way into a triple-double. Just unbelievable. I mean, he looked so bad the last few games. And Drew Holiday and Etuan Moore came back this game as well. And Tim Frazier still put up a triple-double. It was amazing. I think he had over almost 50 FanDuel points. So if you played him, congrats, although I don't know why you did it. Lou Williams, I mean, I keep fading him. I faded him on Sunday because Russell and Nick Young were going to be back, and I thought his minutes were going to go down, and they sure enough, they did go down. He only played like 26 minutes, but he has been so good. He's just too – if you're playing DFS right now, you can't fade him anymore. Even though all the Lakers are back, even if he's getting 24 or 30 minutes, his usage rate is over 30%. He's getting to the foul line, so even if he's missing his shots, because because he's a one-trick pony, he's so scoring dependent. But he's making his shots, and he's getting to the foul line, and his usage rate is through the roof. So he just can't be ignored anymore. He's playing so well. Marcus Morris, the only Piston who played well. Luol Deng, keep your eyes on this guy, because Luol Deng still starts for the Lakers, and he's like almost minimum price. He's dirt cheap. He's been really crappy, but he's had a few nice games in a row now where he's starting to maybe put it together. So he's a reverse Benjamin Button. We got to be careful with him. But if you need a cheap punt some days, you can start looking Luol Deng's way. Porzingis, wow, what a monster game from this guy. I think he was the best player that I saw play on Sunday. He was tremendous. I think he had close to 60 FanDuel points. It's 7 blocks. Karl-Anthony Towns did really well. TJ McConnell, he was in my core four that I tweeted out. Sergio Rodriguez sat out, so TJ McConnell, who a lot of you guys were tweeting me, who the hell is that? He's the backup point guard for the Sixers. He came out of the blue and had over 40 FanDuel points. Played really well. It was a big reason why Philly blew out the Pistons. He came out with a ton of energy. Congrats if you played him. Steven Adams played well for OKC and Eric Bledsoe. Injury news for Monday. Monta Ellis, who I think is just hiding. He wants to go on witness protection program. He's just been so bad. I think he wants no part of the court. So he's a questionable with a sore groin. It's not a sore groin. It's a sore ego, Monte. Another reverse Benjamin Button. So if he's out, I'm not sure. I guess Stuckey would be a decent play. Maybe some Glenn Robinson action. Still, the Miami guys are still out. Deion Waiters, no Winslow. And James Johnson and Luke Babbitt are questionable, or yeah, they're questionable. So fire up Tyler Johnson. You can actually go back to our boy who was killing us a couple weeks ago, Josh Richardson, who is only 4.6K. He put up 22 FanDuel points last game, so he's going to be in play again. You know, all the Miami guys. Dragic, I think he's almost an elite play these days with his usage rate, and Whiteside's in play as well. I mean, it's Dragic in the Whiteside show right now. Wilson Chandler's questionable. If he's out, you know, fire me up. You know, I'm probably going to use some more Gallo. I use too much Gallo, but and some of those, you know, some of the other Denver guys might be in play. The big one of the day is probably going to be Blake Griffin, who's questionable. So make sure you watch the news to see if he's going to play, because he has literally the best matchup he could ask for in the NBA. Portland gives up the most points to opposing power forwards. So if he plays, he's an elite play, cash games, tournaments, everywhere. He's 9K, and he should destroy them. I mean, I've made a living attacking the Portland bigs this year. So, I mean, basically, you name a team, name a player, and then when they play Portland, they go off. It's similar. I mean, the two things that right now that attack the most, Denver shooting guards and Portland power forwards. It's just whoever's playing them, I will almost immediately put them in my lineup. Over-unders, guys. I feel like I'm talking fast. Am I talking fast? I don't know. You can always let the judge know. If a little feedback from you guys doesn't hurt. Doing solo shows is not as easy as you might think, my friends. So we're still waiting on a couple over-unders. The big one is Brooklyn-Houston, 226.5. Houston is a 14-point favorite. But as I was telling you guys, I think on Friday's show, I spent a couple hours doing some deep research on blowouts. And I took a sample of about, I took like 50 games where a team won by about 15 points or more. And on average, the starters got about two less minutes. Now this was only a sample. It wasn't every game this year that's been a blowout. And it also was about, you know, kind of saying what's a blowout was hard for me to figure out too. So I put it at 15 points. But starters are playing like 2 minutes less in the data that I did. That doesn't worry me as much anymore. So, and think about it. If Houston is going to blow out Brooklyn, or if there is a blowout, why is it going to be a blowout? It's going to be because the starters went nuts, you know, in building that lead. So while, yeah, you know, you can use it as a tiebreaker, and you can try to fade some guys because you do fear the blowout, but I'm not going to, like, ever since I did my data on that, I'm not going to be swayed away from players who I really like just because of blowouts. So that's my little spiel on blowouts. I was proud of myself that I was able to do that on a spreadsheet. Because I'm not the best person in Excel. I've become better at doing DFS. But so that's a 226.5 over-under. You know, as I mentioned, you know, I feel like I mentioned every show. I mean, Brooklyn, you attack Brooklyn every position. They give up the second most points to point guards, the third most to shooting guards, the most in the NBA to small forwards, the third most to power forwards, and the most to centers. So everyone in Houston is on play. You absolutely should game stack that. It's only a seven-game slate. If that can stay close, it gets a potential gold mine. Portland at the Clippers, 217.5. I'm surprised that over-under, quite honestly, is up because Blake Griffin, I think, is questionable. Maybe I'm, you know, missing something, and he's, you know, the news is already up on that. The Clippers are a 9.5-point favorite there. Good game to attack. Really, there's really not any bad games, quite honestly. Bucks-Raptors is fine. Hornets-Pacers. I mean, normally the Hornets play at a slow pace, but Indiana, you know, plays at a pretty fast pace, so that's a fine game. Then Washington and Miami, and I like a lot of players from that game too. So, you know, the two games that there's no over-unders on are Denver and Dallas and Lakers and Kings. So right now, there's not any game that I think is disgusting and I want to avoid. I like guys in that Denver-Dallas game. That might be the lowest over-under. I guess. Right now, the lowest over-under on the board is 205, and that's still a pretty juicy number. So just for pace, teams that I think have a really nice pace, playing up in pace, that I'm going to target a little bit more on Monday, and that's Dallas playing Denver, the Kings playing the Lakers. You know, basically, the Lakers are becoming similar to Brooklyn. The Lakers, they give up the eighth most points to point guards, the second most to shooting guards, the fourth to small forwards, the third to power forwards, and the third to center. So the Lakers, you can attack at every dang position. The Lakers and the Kings Our Lakers and the Nets are just disgraceful. And Denver, you attack the guards at Denver. All right, what do you say, guys? Do you want to move on to top plays? The plays at each position? This is why you listen to the show. Actually, I don't know why you listen to the show. This must be one reason. All right, point guard. Point guards, I like it. I like it on Monday. A couple days last week, I was not feeling it. On Monday, I think it's a lot of nice options. Starts with John Wall. He's the top. Him and Dame Lillard. Him, Dame Lillard, and CP3 are all around the same price. And Damian Lillard is up against CP3. Let's take John Wall first. 9.6K. Wall is always safe for cash games right now. His usage rate is over 35%. It's phenomenal. Now, Miami does give up the fourth fewest points to point guards, and it doesn't really scare me at all for Wall in this game. Now, maybe his ceiling is going to be a little bit lower if the pace stays down a little bit, but I'm not scared of it. I think Wall's fine for cash. I think he's safe. If you have a 35% usage rate, I mean, that's the kind of safety that I want. He's also been really good lately. I mean, 47, 34, 71, he had that game where he went nuts. 48, 45, 46, 42, 30, 51. So, I mean, you're talking about a floor of like 35, you know, and a ceiling. The 70 was kind of an anomaly. So a ceiling of like, you know, probably 55. He screams cash game, safe play. Now, am I going to do it on Monday? It's too early to decide that, I think, for me. But you can easily do it. And tournaments, sure. And that's a sneaky game to stack because a lot of people will not do it. You know, I have no issue stacking that game, going some Wall, going some Beal, going some Dragic, going some Whiteside, and then going some of those Miami bums. If you want to go Josh Richardson, you want to go, you know, Josh McRoberts. It's a sneaky game to stack because it is one of the lowest over-unders, and it's still a nice game on Monday. Dame Lillard, 9.6K. So he's up against CP3. I'm trying to see if he's played CP3 yet this year. I think he has, and I think he had a bad game. Yeah, he played Chris Paul back on November 9th, so that was the day after the world ended, and he had 8 FanDuel points. That's pretty crappy. That's disgusting. It was a blowout. He only played 28 minutes. Oh, actually, he played Clippers twice, so that was one game. The other game, played 36 minutes, had 42 FanDuel points. So Chris Paul, good defender. Dame Lillard struggles on him. I like this for tournaments only. You want to stack this game, that's fine. But yeah, I don't love the Dame play on Monday. Chris Paul, 9.5K. If Blake is out, you know, we saw this, I think it was on Saturday night. Blake was out. Chris Paul put up 62 FanDuel points in only 30 minutes. He had a 20-20 Barber Walters game, 20 points, 20 assists, and 0 turnovers. I mean, I think he's the first player since Pistol Pete Maravich. I entirely made that up. I don't remember who the last player was in 2020. I don't know if it's ever been done before, quite honestly, with 0 turnovers. That's pretty amazing. Over the years, whenever Blake is out, Chris Paul becomes almost a must play in my view, just because he's gonna do everything for that team. Also, this is a high fast paced game. So if Blake's out, I can unequivocally say Chris Paul will be one of my cash game point guards. If Blake is in, I still like CP3. Do I like him as much? Maybe not as much, but I also you guys know me. I love attacking Dame, Judy Dench, Lillard's defense as well. So Chris Paul is a juicy play any way you look at it on Monday. If Blake is out, I think he's a must for cash games. Kyle Lowry, 8.9K. His price is coming up a little bit. He's going to be overlooked. He's another one of these guys, man. All these elite point guards on Monday are going to be super safe. I'm sorry, I was looking at Lowry's his analytics. One thing about him is surprising. His usage rate is, compared to the other point guards, I mean, man, he's, let's see, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth. He's got the eighth highest, only the eighth highest usage rate out of the point guards in play on Monday. It's at 27%. So, you know, a big reason that is obviously because DeMar DeRozan's is at 35%. So it's a little lower than I would like. But still, I mean, Lowry's production has been fantastic lately. 50, 44, 41, 40, 37, 47, 40. If you want to go a little bit contrarian and pivot away from the, you know, Wall, Chris Paul, Dame Lillard, Lowry's he's an okay play on Monday. I don't love the play. I mean, the Bucks do give up playing the Bucks, and they give up the fifth fewest points to point guards. So not an elite play on Monday, but he'll be low owned. Dragic, yeah. I mean, I love Dragic right now. I've been attacking him lately, attacking him as meaning I'm playing him. 39, 23, 30, 43, 40, 39, 32, 56 his last few games. He, right now, his usage rate's up to 29%, but it's even higher, you know, with all the Miami guys out. He looked so good the last game I saw him play. I think it was against Chicago on Saturday night, I think. He has to do everything right now. So he's handling the ball a ton. He's locked into heavy minutes. I think if you want to spend down a little bit and save at point guard, he's also fine for cash games at 7.2K. And he's in an elite tournament play. Or maybe not elite, but he's a fine tournament play too. Jeff Teague, the price on Teague's finally coming down because Paul George came back, and therefore Teague's usage rate has come down. And he's also sucked the last two games. 22 and 23 FanDuel points the last two games. And Teague to me right now, that's still too hefty of a salary. I want to see him back. I want to see him around 6 to 6.3K maybe. Also, you know, I don't think this I don't love this game for Indiana. I love this game for Charlotte because Charlotte's a team playing up in pace. I don't love it as much for Indiana and Jeff Teague, and especially at that salary. I won't use a lot of him on Monday. I also should say, looks on, I don't know, on FanDuel saying Kemba is Kemba's going to play. So yeah, I skipped over Kemba. So Kemba Walker, he's probable on Monday. I think he's dealing with a knee, but he should be fine. He's 7.6K. And wow, so his price has fallen about $1,000 in the last week. And you look at his production, and it makes sense. He's given you 33, 22, 37, 31, 36 FanDuel points his last five games. And he was well over 8K, so you know he had hit over 40, and he hasn't. This is pretty amazing. You think of Kemba Walker, you think of a consistency monster. At least I do. He was a cash game lock for me last year at point guard, and he hasn't hit 40 FanDuel points in, it looks like, 8 games or 9 games, and he barely did. It was 42. So he's obviously struggling lately. I'm looking at his numbers across the board, and they've been down. The rebounds are, you know, obviously doesn't be rebounds. The assists have been down. He's giving you not much peripherals for him, but he's in a good spot here. We're starting to get Kemba at a bargain price, and I love to attack guys. I like to attack guys when their prices are low. We're getting him. This is bargain shopping, man. It's the holiday season. I'm gonna buy me some Kemba. You don't want to go there in cash if you're a little scared by what he's done. But I quite honestly, I'm not even worried about cash at that price. I think I still maybe would go Dragic over Kemba, but Kemba, he's going to be a turn. I'm going to play him in tournaments on Monday, and he's going to win me some money. I like this matchup. God, I love this price, and I hope no one's going to play him because he's been so bad lately. Sneaky play on Monday. Kemba Walker, man, 7.6K. That's the cheapest I've seen him in well over maybe a year. Jeremy Lin's back. That's all I got to say about that. Don't even think about playing him until we figure out what's going to go on with him on Monday. Darren Williams. Dallas is playing Denver. You can attack these Denver players. The ceiling is not fantastic with him, but he's been relatively safe, 22, 27, 27, 34, 35. So I think he's going to get you between 20 and 35 on Monday. If you want to do it, you can. I'll probably throw him in a couple lineups, but I'm not going to go crazy with Darren Williams. But I do love attacking Denver guards, but especially the shooting guards. So Wes Matthews, I will be loading up on him. Darren Collison, 5.5K. Attack the Lakers, attack Brooklyn. So if you want to use a little Darren Collison, you can. You talk about a consistency monster. He's been one, except it's just not been great because he's been kind of a mediocre consistency monster. So I don't know. What's something like lower than a monster? Not a dragon. A dragon would be more powerful than a monster. I don't know. Maybe someone could tweet me something that's better than a – I need something that's not as good as a monster, like a consistency spider. Something like that. I mean, because he's giving you 21, 26, 22, 28, 21, 20, 22, 21, 26. So, dear God, he's 20, between 20 and 27 every freaking game. And that's really not going to help you win a GPP. It's probably not going to lose it for you, either, but you can probably do better. Although, you know, the Lakers do stink and they don't play defense and they're going to be on a back to back. And Sacramento is playing up in pace. Tyler Johnson, 5.4K. He's another guy. He's just been super consistent. And he's locked into the 34 plus minutes. I thought Josh Richardson coming back is going to hurt his minutes a little bit, but as long as Deion Waiters is out, I'm still perfectly fine at paying this price for Tyler Johnson. It's very fair. He's probably going to end up in the 20s, but he does have a ceiling of about 40. So I think you can do it in cash. He's another guy, if you want to stack this game, you can do it. I got to figure out where I want to use him. I'm going to use a little of him on Monday. I just don't know where yet. Patrick Beverley's 5.1K. I'm going to use him in some Brooklyn-Houston stacks. Also, you know, we think of Beverley and we don't think of scoring and we don't think of high FanDuel point numbers, but the last three he's been – actually, the last five he's been really good. The last three he's been great, 28, 29, and 37. But the two before that, 22 and 29. So we need 25 for him to hit value. He's up against literally the worst defense in the world against Brooklyn. He seems locked into these in the low 30s in minutes. He's going to get some wide open three pointers because all the attention is on Harden. So he's fine. And also on Monday, as of right now, there's really no legit value plays that I like for point guards. So Beverly is about as low as I want to go at that price at point guard. So you want to roll him out in cash for it. You want to go a CP3 Beverly cash game lineup. That's perfectly fine. Also, he's probably okay for tournaments too. Although it's hard to envision him getting like more than like 35 FanDuel points. Even you know him when he gets 30, man. That you should do a celebration because it is Patrick Beverly and we've all seen him play. It's just that Brooklyn matchup is just so juicy. I mean, there's certain matchups that are just too good to pass up. And that might be one of them. So you definitely should try to, if you play a lot of lineups, have some Beverly exposure. Last guy I'll mention is Jordan Clarkson. He's down to 4.9K. Another guy, if you want to do a little bargain shopping, even though Russell and all the boys are back for the Lakers, he's still got 32 minutes on Sunday night. And I know Russell's going to be limited in minutes on Monday. If you tell me Clarkson's going to be getting 32 minutes at 4.9K, I'm going to use him. I'm just going to use him. Part of the reason why he hasn't been that great is that Lou Williams, he's playing sometimes with a lot of times with Lou Williams, and Lou Williams shoots every time he gets the ball. And, you know, when someone has a usage rate of close to like 35% lately, it's tough to get, you know, for Clarkson to kind of get going. And he's a lot, there's a lot of possessions where he's just not a part of that offense. And so that's why he's struggled, quite honestly. But 4.9K, he's tournament flyer. I probably wouldn't use him in cash, but tournament's fine. Shooting guard, James Harden, the bearded one, 11.4K. You know, I mentioned they're playing Brooklyn, so the blowout factor is there. But I'm not going to let it dissuade me. At this point, I have him locked in my cash games. He, you know, I think I mentioned on the last show, he hasn't been great. The price has come down a little bit. I think it was 11.7K the last game, so it's come down 300. Which is good to see because, you know, I want him getting me, you know, 60 FanDuel points. I mean, I guess at least 55, and he's really hasn't been doing that. 53, 46, 48, 53, 37, the last five games. So for him, he's been subpar. I mean, I still think for cash games, though, against Brooklyn, he's fine. He does have the upside of giving you 70, 80 FanDuel points. So he's couldn't be in a better spot. Giannis, 9.8K. So Giannis's price has come way down. Or not way. I think he was like 10.3 maybe, 10.2. Yeah, and that's because he had one game of 19 FanDuel points. And when you're a player priced as high as he was, that just can't happen. And it almost never happens to superstars. I mean, remember, Giannis is still like 21, 22 years old. So, but he's another guy. I mean, now we get to do a little bargain shopping for Giannis. So if you don't want to spend up on Harden and you want to go Giannis on Monday, I'm perfectly fine with it. I think for him, I think he may be a tournament-only guy for me. Although he's all quite – he had the one stinker. Although I went right back to him on cash on Saturday and he was fine for me. So I'm perfectly fine with using him. I mean, DeMar DeRozan's a fairly good defender. I guess that it's going to be who's guarding him. I'm not sure who else. I mean, I guess they can actually put Damari Carroll on him too, who's a good defender. So right now, Giannis is going to be a tournament-only play for me, but he's fine. He's always a good play. Don't let the 18 FanDuel point nights scare you. DeMar DeRozan, speaking of DeMar. So DeMar is down to 8.5K. The price is finally dropping. This is what we like. Another guy, he had, he's coming off, for him, a bad game of 28 FanDuel points, but he had 24 actual points, and this is what I mean by one-trick pony. So I still would like to see his price settle in around the 8K mark. I think I mentioned his usage rate a few minutes ago. I mean, his usage rate is just – it's still bonkers. I mean, it's still at 35%. I mean, you look at the top two shooting guards. I mean, Harden's 39%. DeMar's 35%. The next highest after those two in terms of usage rate is Kilpatrick at 27%. And then C.J. McCollum's at 27%. And Bradley Beal is way down there at 26%, which I thought was pretty interesting. And Will Barton is 22%. So, I mean, DeMar DeRozan, he's always a safe play. If you don't know what to do, and shooting guard, it can always be a tough position to navigate. You know, I know a lot of us always go value, or at least one value play if we're playing Harden or Giannis, and one value play. If you want just some safety, and some days safety is fine. I think I've mentioned this on one of the pods as well. He's fine. You know, I'm trying to think who's going to be guarding. I guess Tony Snell will be guarding DeMar. But that doesn't really faze me. DeMar makes tough shots all the time. If you want just a nice, safe play, I mean, I'm going to be using some DeMar at this price. I just don't know where yet, but I'll probably be only in tournaments. I'm not going to go crazy on him. But, you know, I think he's an okay play Monday. C.J. McCollum, 7.5K. I like him over Lillard. I think because Lillard's going to be struggling with Chris Paul, maybe C.J. gets some more shots up against the Clippers. And I do think J.J. Redick's the one Clipper I like to attack the most probably. So C.J. McCollum is fine, 7.5K. You know, again, he's like you know, a weaker version of DeMar DeRozan. I mean, DeMar DeRozan is C.J. McCollum on steroids. So, I mean, I never can get too excited about playing C.J. McCollum, but he's fine. Nick Batum, 6.9K. Everyone overlooks him. No one plays him. He's pretty steady. Coming off a bad game against at Cleveland, when Cleveland just destroyed. I think they blew out the Hornets. That's when LeBron went nuts for like 70 FanDuel points. I think it was Saturday night. So he had 21 that game. Before that, though, 35, 36, 39, 48, 31, 27. Again, it's a real nice, safe play. You know, I think he's got about a floor of maybe 30, 20, probably 28 of his floor on Monday, and a nice ceiling of like 45. If you're struggling in that shooting guard spot, to figure who you to play, and you don't like the value guys on Monday, and there's a couple that are okay, but it's not loaded. It's not a 10-game slate. Don't forget guys like DeMar and guys like Nick Batum. I've overlooked them for stretches of the season, and then when I study there and do some deep dive into the analytics, they're pretty good plays. So you know, I like those guys on Monday. I'll have some exposure to Batum for sure. Bradley Beal. This is another. I mean, everyone loves to play Beal. I mean, if you don't want to play Beal, you want someone less owned, just pivot right to Batum. But Beal's fine. He's 6.8K, so he's somewhat consistent. 28, 35, 26, 34. He plays 35 plus minutes. He plays 37 plus minutes most nights because their coaching staff is moronic. And he's another guy that's kind of a one trick pony. That seems, you know, a lot of these shooting guards. You got DeMar, CJ. And Beal, they're all one-trick ponies, and they're all probably a little bit better on DraftKings where they give you the three-point bonus. But Beal's fine. I mean, I don't love the play, and I think I like other shooting guards a little bit better, but he's fine. Lou Williams, I mentioned him at the top of the show. And you can attack Sacramento shooting guard position. Let me see where they are ranked this year. I mean, the last 2 years, they were like dead last because Ben McLemore is just the god-awful most worst defender ever known to United States basketball. He should not be in the NBA anymore. And he started one of the games lately for Sacramento. Sacramento's a mess. So they give up like the eighth most FanDuel points to shooting guards. So Sacramento's made a big step up this year. But Lou Williams has been phenomenal. They are on a back to back. It worries me a little bit. I still don't love the play, But I'm going to find a way to get some Lou Williams exposure. He's just playing too good to ignore. One guy who's got a cash game locked for me, and that's Wes Matthews, 5.7K. I feast on Portland bigs, especially the power forwards. I attack them, and I also attack Denver shooting guards. Therefore, Wesley Matthews playing Denver. Sign me up. He's been great anyway for Dallas. The guys I've been playing for Dallas lately have been Wes, Barnes, and a little Powell. And Wes has been phenomenal. 35, 36, 25, 27, 34, his last five games. So he's getting locked into 35-plus minutes, all the shots in the world that he wants. Carlisle has to use him a ton. Dallas is so beat up, and they're so bad. But I love this spot for him. So, yeah, sign me up. Cash games, tournaments, love the play. Will Barton, 5.5K. There was a little stretch in there. I think we got a little too excited by Will the Thrill. I think he was up in the 30, 40, 50% ownership on a couple slates. That's calmed down because he's come back to kind of what he is. The last two games, 23 Fanduel points last two games. And the minutes were 24 and 43. So Will the Thrill, I mean, he's got that nickname for a reason, man. You don't know what you're going to get from this guy. Like, I don't trust him. I will never trust him. And I'm not going to play him in cash. And Denver's playing way down in pace. You want to throw him in some tournaments, okay. Wes Matthews is an elite defender. So everything points to not playing Will Barton on Monday. Just not a great play. The price is fair, though. So if you want to throw him in a tournament, granted, after every player, I could say you want to throw him in a tournament, it's fine. Because there's no such thing as a bad play in a tournament. I mean, look at Tim Frazier today. There's no way in hell that guy should have had a good game. No one should have played him. He had a triple-double, 50 Fanduel points, and won someone the slam and $20,000. And anyone who played him won a ton of money. So tournaments, totally fine. But, yeah, I don't like Will the Thrill, though. Sean Kilpatrick, 5.4K. So if you want to stack this this Houston-Brooklyn game, you can. Kilpatrick killed all of us a few nights ago. He only had 6 Fanduel points. So recency bias, ownership's going to be low on Monday. So maybe I'll gravitate to him a little bit. I mean, the last game, Brooklyn played the Spurs. So I don't read anything into when any team plays the Spurs. It's always going to be a nasty nightmare mess. That's just what happens. So before that, 34, 34, 25, 23, 53, 34, 28, 33. Can't do much better than that. I mean, the key to monitor on Monday is figure out what's going on with Jeremy Lin. Is Jeremy Lin going to play? Is he going to start? Is Kilpatrick going to start? I mean, my motto has been Lin out, Kilpatrick in, as in my lineups. If Lin's going to play now, I need to see how many minutes, and I need to see if Kilpatrick's starting. If Kilpatrick's not going to start, I'm probably not going to use him in cash games. And maybe I'll still throw him in some tournaments. I can't envision Lin playing a ton of minutes on Monday. So in this juicy over-under matchup, I'm going to have some Kilpatrick exposure. I think it's going to be limited, though, to tournaments only. Eric Gordon, 5.3K. Everyone's been sleeping on him. I've been playing him, and he's been really good, and he's been really consistent, and he's still really cheap. He's 20, 22, 24, 32, 27, 27, 31, 26, 39. I mean, he's cheap. He's got a nice floor and a nice ceiling. So Eric Gordon in the best over-under of the night, sign me up again. I think he's safe for all formats on Monday. Josh Richardson, I mentioned him at the top of the show. He was dealing with an injury for a while. And that's why, quite honestly, he stunk the last few games he played because he was dealing with a snagging injury. First game back, 22 points. His price is at 4.6K. It's very fair. I think he's relatively safe. I think he's going to get close to around 30 minutes. Remember, Deion Waiters is out, and Deion Waiters hogs the ball. Deion Waiters, wow, does he take horrible shots for that Miami team. And the sad thing is Miami needs Deion Waiters to score, so I can't really blame him for getting minutes. But with Waiters out, it opens up shots for everyone. And that's why Dragic, Tyler Johnson, Josh Richardson, all these guys have become viable options for you on Monday. And I like all year long, I love the game of Josh Richardson. He's going to have a 35, 40 Fanduel point night soon. And, assuming he's healthy, it's hard to say when it's going to happen. So I like the play on Monday. It's not an elite play, but at that salary, it's very fair. And it's very hard to envision him giving you less than 20 Fanduel points. Wayne Ellington, now that Richardson's back, I would think Ellington's minutes go down a little bit. They went down to they were in the 30s and four, he was playing like close to 40 minutes last week. So he went down to 25 last game. That's probably what they'll stay around. So I probably won't use him on Monday. Other than that, in terms of punting, Jamal Crawford and J.J. Redick are two guys I'm looking at. If Blake is out, then I usually will fire up some more Jamal Crawford because that means the Clippers are going to need some offense, and they're probably going to look to Jamal. Last two games, he's been really good, 25 and 31 FanDuel points. So when you can get a 4K player who can give you 7-8 times value potentially, that's a really nice tournament option. And I think I'd go Redick for cash games and probably Crawford for tournaments. And Redick struggled, though. I mean, so I don't know if I even want to pull the trigger in cash. He played 34 minutes last game and had 16 FanDuel points. And he had 16 actual points. So that's the definition of a one-trick pony. I mean, 16 points, 16 FanDuel points. Last year I used to love playing Redick in cash. This year has not been as easy. But 4.1K, it's still fine. That's so dirt cheap. And that's it for shooting guard guys. Small forward, let me take a sip of water. Talks amongst yourselves. Download Draft, the app Draft. Challenge me, the judge. Man. All right. Paul George. So no LeBron, no Durant on Monday. PG-13 is the most expensive small forward. He's been good since he's come back from injuries. He's been playing really well. I'm happy to see him starting to pick it up. He's been one of the guys this year who I've been most frustrated with. Not in terms of losing me money, in terms of just he just hasn't looked the same. One thing I think I've harped on, his usage rate is too low for him. He's 26% because Jeff Teague is not and Coach McMillan are not running the right offense. They're not getting Paul George the ball enough, and it's super frustrating to watch. Hopefully that's been changing. The last three games, the minutes have been phenomenal. He's averaging 38 minutes the last three games, and he's giving you 52, 31, and 45 FanDuel points. So they're playing Charlotte. So they're playing down in pace a little bit. He does have on paper, a tough matchup against MKG, but he's fine. I think he's quite honestly, if you want to use him in cash, you can. Right now, I'm not using him in cash because the two guys that I have in my cash games, stars, are Harden and Cousins. And so I just don't have the room for Paul George in cash games. But I think he's a nice tournament play on Monday. Rudy Gay, 7K. So Rudy's price has been dipping a little lately. He's been 32, 23, 35 last three games. He's got to get you 35 to hit value these days. He can do it. He's tough to play in cash. But against the Lakers, perfect spot for him. I'm going to load him up in some tournaments. I'm going to stack this game. This is a nice game to stack too. The Kings playing way up in pace. Rudy Gay should have no issue getting up shots against reverse Benjamin Button, Luol Deng, or whoever's going to try to guard him. And I want some Rudy Gay. He has 50 FanDuel point upside. The one issue I have with him this year is the usage rate. It keeps dropping for him. It's down to 25%. It does hurt him that they're playing at a much slower pace this year, for whatever reason. But against the Lakers, yeah, lock and load. Harrison Barnes, 6.4K. Dude, give me some pencil. Against Denver, I mean, Denver actually guards the small forward position okay. I think they're middle of the pack or so. But Harry B is just a nice, safe play. If you're struggling to find a player right in that 6K range, throw the pencil in. He's been good, 26, 38, 11, 42, 32, 32, 23, 40. So he's had like one or two stinkers in there. But for the most part, look at Wes Matthews and Harrison Barnes. Every time down the court, one of those two will be shooting the ball. Or they should be shooting the ball. So, nice play. And Dallas playing way up in pace, so I like it. Gallinari, especially if Wilson Chandler's out, then I want to use some Gallo. Even if Wilson is playing, I'll still use a little bit of him. He was good for me last game against Orlando. He had 32 FanDuel points. I'm waiting for him to bust out and give me the 40-50 FanDuel point night. Really hasn't happened yet this year. And, you know, maybe it won't. Maybe he's just not the same player. I mean, he's had a lot of bad injuries over the course of the years. But he's still cheap, and I think that's a fine play on Monday. Otto Porter, 5.7K. Yeah, I mean, ever since I did deep research on him, and his usage rate of like 16%, that's God, it's so horrifying. Also, the one thing about Washington, Kelly Oubre is starting to get more minutes, and I don't know. I mean, I know last game, like they ended the game. Markieff was playing great. He had one of his best games in a while, and I know that they went with like a lineup with Oubre, Otto Porter. Otto Porter was playing the four, I think. Or maybe Oubre was. It was hard to tell, quite honestly. It was Porter, Oubre, and Gortat. So I could easily see though Oubre taking some of Porter's minutes as well, especially if Markieff's going to play well. So I'm a little nervous. Also, the minutes for Otto Porter have been a little down for him, 33, 36, 27. So nothing to worry about, and the price is still fine. And also, he's not a one-trick pony. He doesn't need to score actual points. He does other things. But quite honestly, on this slate against against Miami, there's probably other guys I'll look to. I think he's going to go overlooked and probably rightfully so on Monday. Ariza, just a little bit because I want exposure to that Houston Brooklyn game, but otherwise, yeah, I don't feel the Ariza play. I mean, he's going to get 7-8 wide open corners in the three and wide open three pointers in the corner because Harden dribbles for 20 seconds and then passes to someone who's going to get a wide open shot. And then when the guys like Ariza or Ryan Anderson, they catch the ball, they're so shocked that Harden passed it that they fumble it and bumble it and falls off their leg and goes out of bounds. Even though Harden's still leading the league in assists, I think. So I mean, I don't know how I say that, but I don't know. I still hate Harden and I hate watching him play. I don't know. I don't know. I wonder if you guys enjoy watching Harden play, because I just do not. Like, there's nothing exciting about watching him play basketball. It's just I think it's just horrible. I thought I would like him more in that D'Antoni offense, and I still hate him. Anyway, sorry for my James Harden rant. He lost me a lot of money last year. That's why I hate him. Mo Harkless, 4.9K. And he's one of the guys who's was a super. He was a consistency monster who I played a lot for cash games, and then he was hurt for a game, and then he had a stinker against Indiana. And now his price has dipped all the way down to 4.9K. So I'm not sure what happened because, I mean, look at the production before he went out with that injury. 26, 27, 30, 29, 28, 32, 30, and 30. So he was basically a guy for that I would just almost immediately. He was my Damari Carroll. I'm not Damari Carroll. I was going to say Jay Crowder. He was my Jay Crowder at small forward the last few nights. I mean, I just immediately would put him in my cash game lineups and move on. So, as long as I hear he's going to be playing minutes, I might go back to that Monday. I mean, people jump off the bandwagon way too fast on guys. I mean, he had one bad game, but I'm going to read up on him a little bit for Portland. As long as he's fine injury wise, I see no reason. And if Aminu's out, because I think Aminu's banged up again, I see no reason to go back to the well for Harkless. He's been super safe this year. MKG, 4.7K. Yeah, there's really been no reason to play him lately. I mean, he's been boomer kind of bust, but even when he booms, a boom for him is like 25 FanDuel points. 30 is a miracle. It's a minor miracle for MKG. So yeah, I mean, it's hard to get too excited for him, but he is cheap. I mean, his price is falling. I think he was 5.6K a week or two ago. So now you're getting him at a very fair price. Other than that, Evan Turner, I always like throwing him one tournament lineup. Look, I'm sad to say, but I think our days of playing Brandon Ingram might be over. He's 4.2K. He's just not getting it done, and maybe we just gotta wait for. I might still throw him in $1 tournament lineup just to see if he hits, because he's still got, even with all the Lakers guys back. He's not gonna get 40 minutes anymore because Russell and Nick Young and Randall and I think Larry Nance Jr. I mean, everyone's basically healthy now for the Lakers for the most part. So his days of 40 minutes are over, but he's still getting you 26 minutes on Sunday. But he had 3 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and he's, a good game this year for him has been 20 FanDuel points. So I think on Monday I'm going to look elsewhere. A guy that I really do like on Monday though for cash games, and that's Damari Carroll. So maybe if you're a little scared off by Harkless in cash games, go Damari Carroll. And right now Damari Carroll is locked and loaded in my cash game lineup. They're still not playing him on back to back some nights. But I expect him to play Monday. He got 33 minutes last game out. The last two games he's played, he got 33 minutes. If you tell me DeMar Carroll's gonna get 33 minutes, he's going to get me 20 FanDuel points, and that's all I need to hit value. And he easily could get me 30. So you know he's similar to Jay Crowder, I think, in their style of play. I think Jay Crowder's a little bit of a better shooter, and maybe can do a little bit, you know, give you a little more peripherals. But DeMar Carroll's fine, and 4.2K, if you know, that's only because he's been dealing with injuries, the minutes have been down, and a variety of other factors. That's not, you know, not on his play. If he was playing 33 minutes all year long, he'd be about a 5.2K player. So I love him for cash games Monday. Other than that, Luol Deng, 3.7K, mentioned him at the top of the show. And Sam Decker is an interesting guy to keep your eye on, 3.7K. He's been playing really well for Houston. If this game does become a blowout, you know, he's been getting like 20 around in the low to mid-20s in minutes anyway. If it becomes a blowout, he's going to see a lot of minutes. So he'll be low-owned, sneaky play on Monday. Power forward, Blake Griffin. Check the news. If he plays, he's got the best matchup that that he could ask for. Portland gives up the most FanDuel points to opposing power forward. So got to check the news. Other than that, power forward sucks. So that's why it's important to figure out what's going on with Blake. Next guy up is Julius Randle and 6.4K. And quite honestly, I mean, he's been actually really consistent for him the last four games, 34, 28, 32, 29. I think that's his most consistent stretch of the year. So you feel a little bit good about that. But he still hovers around the 30-minute mark. The Kings, the Lakers are playing way down in pace. So I never feel comfortable playing him in cash at that price. I don't love to play Monday and then on a back-to-back. So it's okay. I don't love that. Maybe in a couple tournaments I'll use him, but I'm not feeling it. Jabari Parker, 6.2K. Let me check the usage rate for Jabari. Yeah, I mean, so Jabari, I mean, he has the second highest usage rate of any power forward on the slate. Blake's at 29%, and then Jabari's at 26%. I know he killed a lot of us the last game the Bucks played. He had 24 minutes and only 10 FanDuel points. But before that, he's been good, 42, 31, 39, 32, 29, 28. So he's been a guy I've hovered around saying he's safe for cash. On a seven-game slate, since power forward sucks this bad, If you're in right around that 6K price range, I think it's okay. I still don't love the play on Monday, but I'll have a little exposure to him. You know, I'm probably going to go as of right now. I'm probably going to go value city at power forward for cash. Trevor Booker, 5.8K. Yeah, this is a game. Man, like I love playing Booker when in fast paced games. And he's another guy tough to play in cash because the minutes can be a little inconsistent. They can hover in the mid 20s, and also he can give you a 10-15 FanDuel point night. But his upside, he can be a boom or bust guy with an upside of 45 FanDuel points. In a game where he's going to be matched up against Ryan Anderson, he should bully the heck out of Ryan Anderson. He should get rebounds. He does a lot of things on the court. I love this play on Monday night, man. I'm going to have me a lot of Trevor Booker. Jokic, 5.6K. He's been phenomenal. Come in his new role of like the super sub, whatever he's doing. He's locked into like low to mid 20s in minutes, but he's been a fantasy point per minute monster. He's basically been like Embiid the last few games that he's played. 35, 30, and 20, and 33 FanDuel points. I still get nervous playing him in cash. And Dallas, obviously, Denver's playing way down in pace. But, you know, I don't know who Dallas is going to use to defend him. Bogut's out, so I guess Powell or Salah. I don't know who they're going to use. Yeah, I'm gonna load up on him in tournaments again. I like the play. Markieff Morris, this is probably where I'm going to go in cash for one of my spots, 5.1K. He's been playing a lot better lately, 37 FanDuel points on Saturday night against the Bucks, 24, 22, 30 the last, you know, four or five games. Price come up a little bit, but still very fair. Nice. I think it's hard to say Markieff and safe in the same sentence because he is such a crazy individual. But, yeah, for cash, right now I'm going to go there on Monday. Fareed, dear God, I don't know what they're doing to Fareed. The minutes could be 25 or 2. So if you want to throw him in a tournament, go ahead. I probably won't touch him. Thad Young, my boy Thad. If you follow me on Twitter, you probably saw I played Thad Young on Saturday night because why would I play him? Why would I play Thad Young when he was coming off of games of 10, 18, and 11 FanDuel points? Because who was Indiana playing on Saturday? Portland. What did I just say about attacking Portland? I attack Portland power forwards. So on Saturday, Indiana was playing them. I said, look, I'm going to play Thad Young in a tournament in the Slam because if he can't go off here, maybe he's just done for. He gave me 45 FanDuel points at 1% owned. Ended up winning the Chambers that night and won money everywhere that I played him. So it was a good night for me on Saturday because of Thad Young. And now I'm not saying that he's going to be a great play on Monday night because now I'm playing Charlotte, much slow down tempo game. But 5K, it showed me he's not dead. He still has game. I mean, he put together a line of 24 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 blocks, 2 steals. And that's the one reason why I used to love playing Thad Young. He doesn't need to score. He gives you the peripherals. So he's going to be back in play for me again on Monday. That price is too cheap at 5K. And I love the 40 minutes. I was getting worried McMillan's going to start, might change the starting lineup. The 40 minutes, I don't even care about the production. The 40 minutes, that's the number that stuck out to me. So at 5K, I don't know. I don't think he's ready to back for cash games because Portland's just that bad at power forward. But tournaments again, absolutely at 5K. He could easily give me a 30, 35 FanDuel points on Monday. Ryan Anderson, this buster, man, I've used him the last couple nights. 13 FanDuel points on Saturday. I actually had one lineup of Thad Young and Ryan Anderson that he just made sure I wasn't going to win the Slam. Stupid Ryan Anderson. He's even when he goes off this year, it's going off for like 30. It's not going off for 40, 45 like he did a couple years ago. So he's okay for tournaments. I wouldn't go that way in cash. Other than that, Frank the Tank, I think our days of playing him might be over, quite honestly. Now that Marvin Williams is back, and I think Marvin Williams is starting. I don't think Kaminsky started last game, even though he got 29 minutes, gave you 20 FanDuel points. Right now, I don't envision myself playing Kaminsky if he's not starting. Dwight Powell, 4.5K. Yeah, I'll use a little of him again on Monday. I'm a little upset that the Carlisle just refuses to unleash him. I think of him as like somewhat like a Kenneth Fareed, except I think he's could be a little bit better than that. But like Carlisle will never give him more than like 26 minutes. He just, for whatever reason. I mean, right now Dwight Powell should be starting for Dallas. It's super frustrating. He's been consistent, 21, 21, 25, 25, 26 FanDuel points. So he's only 4.5K, relatively safe cash game play. And if you want to use him in tournaments, you can do it too. Other than that, Josh McRoberts maybe a little bit, and that's about as low as I'll go at power forward. All right, center, last position. Lock and load in my cash games. That's DeMarcus Cousins. Wow, do I love the matchup against the Lakers on a back-to-back. Cousins, for him, is coming off a bad game against Utah. Utah, similar to San Antonio. I don't really pay attention too much to that. He actually played okay against Utah. He just had a bad shooting night because going up against Gobert is tough for anyone. So before that, though, 56, 55, 64, 51, 67, 62, 50, 53. I think he's one of the safest plays you can have on Monday night. He's cash game lock, also elite tournament play. Whiteside, 8.7K versus Washington. I've been watching – I thought Gortat was like a really good defender, and I've been watching centers just abuse Gortat lately, and it's been perplexing. So, yeah, I mean, that to me, Whiteside's going to be in play. I think it's a fair price. He has not been great lately, quite honestly. And part of that is not his problem. Like, they don't get him the ball enough. And also, I don't know. I think he's just a little frustrated. His usage rate is 23%. And that's disgusting. It should be so much higher. I mean, Brook Lopez, for instance, is 28%. So Hassan Whiteside should be right around there. I mean, Miami should be getting him the ball at a much better rate, and they're not, and that's frustrating. But with that said, you know, no way would I use him for cash on Monday. You want to throw him in some tournaments, you can do it. Brooke Lopez, just mentioned him. Love the usage rate. Love this matchup. I don't love that he only gets 30 minutes a night, but he's every other night he gives you 40 FanDuel points. Even against the Spurs, he only played 25 minutes. He gave you 30 FanDuel points. The two games before that, he was in the 40s. And he's a fantasy point per minute monster. And a big reason why is because the usage rate is really nice. You know, this up and down game, it worries me a tiny bit, because I like to think about how the game is going to play out. So Houston, I guess they'll roll with Clint Capella, but quite honestly, D'Antoni's been limiting Capella's minutes lately, so they could use Nene Harrell at the five. But I still envision Brook getting his 30 to 33 minutes regardless, and he should just eat the Houston guys alive. He's just too skilled offensively. So I think it's a really nice play. I think it's safe. It's relatively safe for cash and for tournaments. You want to throw, absolutely for tournaments. So I like the play. I really do. DeAndre Jordan against Portland. A lot of me using him hinges on if Blake plays. If Blake plays, I don't love Jordan. And if Blake is out, I'll probably use a lot of Jordan because he's just going to grab every rebound in sight. On Saturday night, I had a lot of Jordan. It just didn't work out because he only got 23 minutes. And part of that was because the Clippers were basically blowing out the Pelicans, and he didn't play in the fourth quarter. If you played DFS last year, you saw when Blake was out for 3 months of the season, DeAndre Jordan was an 8K player, and he was putting up 40 FanDuel points almost every night. So Blake's out, DeAndre Jordan, hell yeah. Gortat, 6.1K. He killed me a few nights ago when he had 16 FanDuel points, but that was like the only night he's been bad in a while. Other than that, he's a nice safe play, 29, 25, 30, 52, 30, 25, 23, 25. I mentioned how people have been attacking him. He's playing Miami. A lot of the elite centers, you look at like Karl Anthony Towns, even Cousins. I mean, you can attack those guys defensively. They're not great on-ball defenders. So Gortat's perfectly fine. He should be able to, get easy looks against Whiteside. And I like, every day I always throw one lineup of a John Wall Gortat combo. Because if John Wall is going to have a 15 assist game, 4 or 5 of those are going to go to Gortat for in the pick and roll. Miles Turner, 6K. He was a popular play a couple nights ago against Portland because you can attack the Portland bigs. And he came through. He put up 33 FanDuel points. He's had 3 games in a row, right, hovering around the 30 FanDuel point mark. Don't love the play on Monday as Indiana's playing way down in pace against Charlotte, but it's fine. I think I'd prefer to go Gortat or Plumlee, though. And next guy up is Plumlee, 5.9K. He's had 2 subpar games for him. He's coming off 18 and 20. Before that, he had like 40 straight games of like 25 to 35 FanDuel points. So I expect that guy to come back. DeAndre Jordan's another guy. I mentioned that, DeAndre Jordan is not a great on ball defender, and rebounds, even though he gets a lot of rebounds, a lot of those are like weak side rebounds, or he leaves his man. So you can get offensive rebounds against him. You can get putbacks. He's going for blocks. So especially the second half of last year, I would attack DeAndre Jordan a lot. It was just like a sneaky play. A lot of people weren't doing it. I think Plumlee could have a very nice night. 5.9K. He's always overlooked. Clint Capella. If you want to, again, this Brooklyn-Houston game, it's a nice game to stack. I am worried and frustrated that his minutes have been going down. He hasn't hit 30 minutes since, it's been 8 games, I think, since he played 30 minutes. So that's frustrating. But he's still giving you in the mid-20s. And, in this fast-paced game, he should be okay. It's fine. It's just tough to figure out. I'm not sure who D'Antoni is going to use to guard Brooke Lopez. I mean, that's the one question I'm trying to figure out, and I can't figure out if he's going to let Capella do it. I mean, obviously to start the game he will, but is he going to think Harrell or Nene? They're a little bit bigger, a little thicker. Maybe they could give Brooke Lopez a tougher matchup, and then maybe he limits Capella's minutes again. So probably tournament only play for me. Valachunas, 5.2K. So my thing with Valanciunas is if he's up against a team playing a legit center, I'm going to roll out Valanciunas. Tournaments only, never a cash game play right now because Dwayne Casey just jerks him around minutes. The Bucks do have a legit center. The Bucks will play Henson or Monroe. That's a center. And I think Valanciunas should destroy either one of those two guys. So he becomes another sneaky play for me on Monday. He will be less than, he'll be around 5% owned. And I will use him in tournaments in a couple lineups. Speaking of the Bucks, the next two guys are Bucks. Greg Monroe's 5K and John Henson's 4.7K. Both these guys are interesting. They're both starting to get minutes. Greg Monroe's gotten, 23, 23, 23, 21, 21, 20, 26 minutes. That's minutes the last six games or so. He's a fantasy point per minute guy. 20, 32, 26, 27, 31 minute FanDuel points. So he's in play, and so is Henson. The problem is Valanciunas is a really good defender, and Toronto defends that position really well. But if you need to save at center, there's not a lot of value plays at center. So I'm fine rolling with Monroe or Henson. I would probably lean Henson in a cash game if you want to go that route because he's starting, he's getting a few more minutes, and a tournament play, you might maybe what you want to pivot over to Monroe. Henson's been he's been pretty solid. I mean, he's getting like 25 to 26 minutes a night the last eight, nine games, and he's giving you 20 to 30 FanDuel points. So for 4.7K, it's a relatively safe play in a seven-game slate. So if you don't want to spend up and grab Cousins and you want to save, go value and you want to go John Henson, that's fine. And then you'll have money to spend up at all other spots. Maybe you want to grab two top elite point guards because not a ton of great value at point guard for on Monday. Maybe you want to go John Wall and Chris Paul as your two point guards. So because Cousins is going to be crazy high owned on Monday. I mean, he'll probably be the highest player on the board, highest owned player on the board. Other than that, center, that's as low as I'm going to go. I'm not going to play Salah. Maybe in one tournament lineup, I'll play Salah Mejri. I mean, he could get between 5 and 25 minutes, and he could foul out in 5 or 25 minutes. 7 FanDuel points the last game and 22 the game before that. So that's kind of what he is. He's like a between, even though he's the minimum price, he could give you 5 FanDuel points or 25. That's it. That's the show. All right. Woo, we got through it. We made it through. I feel a little better about this slate. I feel a little better right now. I got a little cash game lineup. For those of you still listening, I'll hook you up. Actually, I don't know what this is. I don't know. I built a lineup during the show. No, it's actually a tournament lineup of the gore of the dragon. The dragon. It's late, man. Leave me alone. The dragon. Jordan Clarkson. Because again, I told you, I still am gonna attack that low price one more game. James Harden, Wes Matthews, a little Gallo, a little Damari Carroll action, a little Dwight Powell, a little Thaddeus Young, and to knock it off, DeMarcus Cousins is going to lead me to 65, 70 FanDuel points against the Lakers. I'm going to throw that in like a $1 tournament or something tomorrow. All right, guys, that's the show. Remember, if you want to get in chambers, holler at me. Just shoot me a tweet at DanielAGreen1. Make sure you download the app Draft and challenge me, the judge. And once you do that, let me know. And maybe I'll try to do something for you. You help me, I help you. That's how it works. And other than that, hope you made some money Sunday. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope the week's off to a good start. Let's make some more money on Monday. Let's get off to a good week. And I gotta win some money so I can go to PetSmart this week for the bailiff Ed Harris. And I'll see you guys back tomorrow. So court is adjourned.